mercy. I don't know how I'm supposed to talk Falcons right now. Jerry Gray, there's your pivot. Jerry Gray met with the media yesterday, and he talked about the impact of all these injuries, man. Who's going to step up?
Well, right now, you know, the biggest thing we got to do is we got to see who's going to be that next guy. You know, we always talk about next man up, who's stepping up, and that's what we're looking for. Who's going to step up and be that next guy until we get DeMarco back? And I think that's the attitude we had last year. That's the attitude we got to keep building, because you never know. You know, this league is so physical, you're going to lose some guys along the way. Can the young guys that are after him step up and make plays? If they can, you're only going to make us better. You know, if you can't, you're going to make us worse. So it's up to a lot of guys that are playing backup that really gives you the strength of what you're really going to be.
All right, I got a question. I know that Mike's running point and everything, but I got a question. The fact that DeMarco Helms is playing, he goes down in a game, and the Monday after, they're talking to Justin Simmons, and Justin Simmons is in town. Does that tell you what they think about Richie Grant?
I think they would love to have a long-term answer. I mean, Richie Grant's in the final year of his deal, right?
But I also don't, but I don't think here. But you, Mike, I don't know if Justin Simmons is a long-term answer. I don't see Justin Simmons coming here and signing anything other than a one-year deal to get himself to next offseason.
Yeah.
Now maybe I'm wrong. I mean.
Do you think those are conversations that you have, and both of y'all can answer this, are those conversations that Terry has with the agent before that visit happens? Is it like, hey, are we even in the ballpark? Do we need to waste your time, right, of flying him out here and visiting with him? Or is it as simple as, you know what, you're looking for 4 years, we're looking for two, don't even come?
Well, Allison, wouldn't you agree that's the first thing that they talk, what the money, the parameters of the deal, which is money and length?
Yeah. No, 100% I think it comes down to that. I'll be honest, I wasn't totally listening to what you said.
she's texting Tiffa how she just
dogged
her on the radio.
My producer Justin texted me and I answered him back. He's talking about... Anyway, but I will say this. I will say, talking about Jerry, he's so fun to listen to. Like, I learned so much every time.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, every time he talks, I learned so much about him. Even when they were going to play the Packers and, like, talking about Aaron Rodgers and everything last year, like, I... always love talking to him.
Yeah, we had a scary experience in the elevator.
You and Jerry.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, most of those things, this is a story you can tell off the air. It's not like a story you can't tell, but we're at a hotel on Friday, and I get in, I'm going down to the gym, and I guess he was a floor above me. He gets in, and when the elevator went to close, it was one of those doors that, like, start wobbling, and then boom, and shut.
No, no, no.
And I looked at Kerry Screen, I was like, well, that makes you feel comfortable, doesn't it? He's like, loud door. The loud doors on these elevators. But he is a great guy to listen and talk to. We've had him on the show a few times. He's so good for the secondary. I mean, if you were to land Justin Simmons, you would now have Justin Simmons, alpha leader, Jesse Bates, alpha leader, AJ Terrell, who I don't think is needed to be a leader in his young career, but I do know is an alpha and could be. And then you have Jerry Gray leading them. I mean, and don't forget veterans like Kevin King and Antonio Hamilton, who have both played and contributed. And guess what? Jerry Gray, Kevin King, they have a history. That's why guys like that. The versatility could be huge for them. And Mike Hughes is another guy that has some veteran, you know, he's a veteran now. He's trying to kind of find his way in some ways in this league, but...
Well, I'm glad you brought up A.J. Terrell, too, because I think when you look at the opportunity to sign a Justin Simmons, you have to move money around, right? And you have to talk about where that money's going to come from. The Falcons have some of the least amount of calorie space in the league. I think it's just over $3 million. They have to move money around some way. That means cutting somebody with a big contract. I don't see who that would be at this point. I don't think it's going to happen. Or that means signing somebody to an extension and trying to move that money around. A.J. Terrell seems to be the obvious kind of choice in that situation. Would you be opposed to it? I mean, I think he's going to be paid. I don't know that he's a top five corner in the league, but I think he's going to get probably top five money because of what he brings this team.
Well, there's 64 starting cornerbacks in this league on the outside, right? And you take that and you would say that A.J. Terrell is in the top 15 to 20 of that. I think that's pretty freaking good. I would take A.J. Terrell deserves a contract.
You think he's a top 15 corner?
Yeah, I think he's in there. I think he's had those years. I also think you got to remember some of those guys that get a lot of credit for being really good corners also play behind elite pass rushes. And I don't think he has ever played behind an elite pass. I know he's never played behind an elite pass rush.
Good point.
And I still think he's a good player. Yeah, if you have a problem with A.J. Terrell getting paid, then you need to rethink about what you how you evaluate NFL players, because the reality of the situation is there's a he's one of the better guys in the league, and they're not cheap. And if you let him walk, where are you going next year?
Not very far. But he's had a good camp. I'm here for it. I am curious to see when those numbers start to come out, if and when they sign Justin Simmons, where that money comes from, man. A.J. Terrell seems like the obvious choice. All right, we come back here on the Morning Shift. We're going to talk a little bit of Braves, the big win last night in that pitcher's duel, and we got a Life of Squid.
Local program lands a big-time recruit, and another one could be on the way. On the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.